This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. In the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, Moshe davens so that he would be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and he says, Ebrono ve'ere es oretz ha'toiva asher be'eva yarden. Let me cross over the Yarden to see the good land of Eretz Yisrael. Hahor ha'toiva zeh, the good mountain, referring to Yerushalayim, the Halavonoin, and the Beis HaMikdash. What is the meaning of the word na when Moshe said Ebro na? And Rashi learns, Ein na el loshem bakosha. Na means please, as Moshe was pleading with Hashem, please let me enter Eretz Yisrael. I once heard a different shot in the word na. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yemei shenaseinu bahem shivim shana. The years of our lives are typically 70 years. At that time, Moshe was 120 years old, which means that he exceeded the normal lifespan by 50 years. Therefore, he said to Hashem, since you already allowed me to exceed the normal lifespan by 50 years, Ebra, let me go over and exceed the normal lifespan a bit more and enter Na, Nun Aleph, Begematria 51. Let me enter my 51st year in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem told Moshe, Rav Loch, Rav, it is sufficient for you that you have Loch, Loch Begematria 50. Rav Loch, 50 additional years is enough, and I can't grant you 51 to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon says a different pshat based on the Zohar. Moshe had a Kabbalah that if he says the word not twice in his tefillah, Hashem has to answer his tefillah. That's why when Moshe davened to heal Miriam from her tzaras, he said not twice, Kel no, refon no, lo. Now, when Moshe was davening to enter Eretz Yisrael, he says Ebro no, and he wanted to say no a second time and say Ve'ero no, because if he would have said that, his tefillah would have been answered and he would have entered Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem said, I'm not going to allow you to enter Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I will not allow you to say no twice. And that was Hashem's response. Al toisev daber elai oid badover azeh. Do not add this thing. What thing should Moshe add? Hashem was referring to saying no for the second time. Al toisev daber elai oid badover azeh. Do not say this thing again. Don't say no a second time. So by preventing Moshe from saying no twice, he stopped Moshe's tefillah and Moshe could not enter Eretz Yisrael. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Moshe said, when the Yidden will enter Eretz Yisrael and eventually sin, they will be dispersed in the Golos. And in the Golos, they will seek Hashem and find Him. As the Pasuk says, Uvikashta misham es Hashem lekecho, and you will seek Hashem in the Golos. Umatzosa, and you will find Him. Ki sidrashenu b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho. When you search for Him with your whole heart and with your whole soul. The Mefarshim asks, why does the Pasuk start B'loshen Rabim by saying Uvikashtem, many of you will seek, but then switches to a Loshen Yachid by saying Umatzosa, only an individual will find Hashem in the singular. Rav Buda Mipishischa answers with the Gemara Brachas Daf Ches that speaks about the milus of davening with a group of 10 people. And this is known as Tefillah B'Tzibur. When you have a group of 10 comprised of all different types of Jews and you daven among them, your tefillahs are answered quicker. The word Tzibur is Barash Teves, Sadikim, Beninim, and Rishayim. When one davens by himself, he is under greater scrutiny from Shemayim. But when he davens b'tzibur, even someone who is a Rasha can sail through because of the Koyach HaTzibur. This is what the Pasuk means. Umatzasa, the individual will find his tefillahs answered when uvikashtem, when you seek Hashem b'tzibur. When you daven b'tzibur, uvikashtem, then umatzasa, the individual will be answered. The Gun gives a different answer based on the Gemara Rosh Shana Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara over there says, Shnayim nichnasu lehispalel. Two people enter to daven. Zeh hispalel venene, vezeh loinene. One person davens and he's answered, and the other one is not answered. And the difference is because zeh kiven liboy b'tfilasai, vezeh loy kiven liboy. The one who was answered had kavana, but the other one did not have kavana. That's what the pasuk means, says the Gemara. Uvikashtem, many seek Hashem in their tefillah. But the reason why umatzasa, only some people, only individuals are answered. The pasuk continues, ki sidrashenu b'chol levavcho u'b'chol nafshecho. The ones who were answered had kavono. Ki sidrashenu, because you seek Hashem b'chol levavcho u'b'chol nafshecho, with your heart and with your soul. The ones who had kavono b'tfilasa, they were the ones, they were the individuals, umatzasa, who Hashem answered.